BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of May the 13th, at the Provincial Convention Center, Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn chairs a conference reviewing the administrative reform efforts from 2020 to 2025 and outlining key direction and tasks for the 2026 to 2030 period. The conference was connected online to departments, agencies, districts, and municipal authorities and commune level administrators across the province. At the event, Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn praised the efforts and progress made by various levels and sectors in advancing administrative reform over the past 5 years. However, he also pointed out remaining shortcomings that need to be addressed moving forward. He emphasized that the orientation and solution for the 2026 to 2030 phase must be set within a new overall context, requiring practical, feasible measures that align with the province's development needs, especially after the restructuring of provincial-level administrative units. To achieve these goals, the chairman stressed the need for strong and consistent leadership from party committees and decisive hands-on management by authorities at all levels, particularly from top leaders. He also called for continued attendance to regulation on trip practice and anti-waste, further socialization of public service delivery, and building a capable, forward-looking civil service workforce to meet the demands of a new era. On May the 13th, the Standing Committee of the Provincial People's Council held a joint conference with the Provincial People's Committee and the Vietnam Farland Front Committee to finalize the agenda for the 25th session of the 13th Provincial People's Council. The session is scheduled to take place over 3 days from June 23rd to June 25th. Delegates are expected to review and approve 19 reports and 19 proposals, along with several draft resolutions addressing key issues on governance, social economic development, national defense and security, and the provincial budget for the first half of 2025. The session will also outline directions, tasks, and solutions for the remaining 6 months of the year. Additionally, council members will engage in discussions and question and answer sessions with leaders of the provincial departments and the chairman of the Provincial People's Committee on pressing issues. In his closing remarks, Standing Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, Đoàn Văn Phi, called on the Provincial People's Committee to direct relevant agencies to prepare draft resolutions and proposals in accordance with legal timelines and content requirements. He also emphasized the need for coordination among agencies to ensure scheduled voter engagement activities for provincial delegates. The Provincial Vietnam Farland Front Committee was tasked with conducting social feedback on select agenda items to help ensure the feasibility of resolution passed at the session.
Currently, 62 cooperatives across the province are collaborating with businesses to implement production and consumption linked chains. In addition, many cooperatives have proactively partnered with local farmers to produce and purchase a variety of agricultural products for market supply. These partnerships have fostered apparent benefits for both sides. Although the scales of the linkage chain remains modest, they have laid the groundwork for sustainable development of the cooperative economy in line with ongoing shift towards a market-oriented model. From now until the end of the year, the Provincial Cooperative Alliance will continue its efforts to promote, advise, and support the establishment of 15 to 20 new cooperatives. The Alliance aims to guide the information of new cooperatives that engage in value change by production across various sectors.
According to the Provincial Red Cross Society, in celebration of World Blood Donor Day, June 14, 2025, 25 organizations and 45 individuals who have donated blood 20 times or more, along with two individuals with exceptional achievements in blood donation advocacy, were recognized. The awards were presented during the opening ceremony of the 12 Red Journey Connected Vietnamese Blood campaign held in Midden Province. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.